The Legacy of Eric Liddell. Commentary. It was March 29, 1982. As the multitude of stars arrived for the 54th Academy Awards, expectations, as always, were high. For months, Hollywood had been proclaiming that the race for the Best Picture of 1981 had come down to two contenders. Warren Beatty's epic, Reds, a leftist version of the Soviet Communist Revolution, and the sentimental, On Golden Pond, starring two beloved and aging stars, Henry Fonda and Katharine Hepburn, portraying a bickering but loving couple in their twilight years. At the end of the evening, when Loretta Young strolled to the podium to announce the winner of the Best Picture Award, there was an audible gasp when she opened the envelope and announced that the winner was a little-known, arthouse film, Chariots of Fire, which featured the story of the Scottish missionary and Olympian Eric Liddell, along with that of a Jewish runner, Harold Abrahams. Liddell's story was not like that of a typical Hollywood hero, a liberal fighting some sort of social injustice, but instead was about a man who took a stand for his faith, at great personal loss, because he believed his obedience to God was more important than bowing to the demands of man. Born in China in 1902, Liddell was the son of Scottish missionaries who served with the London Missionary Society. From an early age, it was evident that Liddell was an exceptional athlete. While attending the University of Edinburgh, he became known as the fastest man in Scotland, a cinch to compete in and win a gold medal in the upcoming 1924 Olympic Games in Paris. But there was one little problem: the heats for Liddell's best race, the 100 meters, were scheduled to be held on Sunday. A man of deep, abiding faith who believed in honoring the Christian Sabbath, Liddell faced a choice: either race and violate his beliefs or not race and forfeit his chance for Olympic glory for himself and his country. Chariots of Fire focuses on Liddell's dilemma and the numerous forces in the days leading up to the Paris Olympics trying to convince him to compromise his faith. But Liddell refused to do so and as a result, did not run in the 100-meter race. Instead, Liddell decided to train for a longer and more grueling race, the 400 meters, that would not be run on Sunday, and a race where many felt he was at a distinct disadvantage. But Liddell felt strongly that his athletic ability was a gift from God and to not run would be dishonoring the Lord as well. On July 11, 1924, as he was getting ready to run in the 400-meter sprint, Liddell was handed a folded square of paper that had the following message. In the old book it says, "He who honors me, I will honor," a reference to 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 30. Liddell went on to win the 400-meter race and set a world record in the process. The Lord had truly honored Liddell's courage and commitment not to violate his beliefs. And unlike many Olympians today who look to cash in on their victories as soon as the last note of the national anthem is played, Liddell chose to return to China to continue his family's missionary efforts, where he would later endure much hardship and eventually internment by invading Japanese forces during World War II. Even when imprisoned, Liddell stood strong for his beliefs, becoming a leader at the internment camp, helping the elderly and leading Bible classes. Another prisoner, Langdon Gilkey, would later write about Liddell. "Often in an evening I would see him bent over a chessboard or a model boat or directing some sort of square dance, absorbed, weary, and interested, pouring all of himself into this effort to capture the imagination of these penned-up youths. He was overflowing with good humor and love for life, and with enthusiasm and charm. It is rare indeed that a person has the good fortune to meet a saint, but he came as close to it as anyone I have ever known." Liddell died of a brain tumor in early 1945. In 2002, Liddell was among the first inductees in the Scottish Sports Hall of Fame, topping the public vote for the most popular sporting hero Scotland had ever produced. So, as we sit back and watch the drama of the latest version of the Olympic Games, ironically also being held in Paris 100 years after Liddell's courageous stand and historic victory, let's also remember his legacy and commitment to stand firmly on his beliefs and refuse to compromise, despite the pressures and temptations to do otherwise. That is the legacy of Eric Liddell, the story that shocked the world in 1924 and the 1982 Academy Awards.